Dr. Gwen Show, where you come to be inspired, educated, and empowered to live a passionate and effective life on purpose. The number one podcast show for inspiring women. This is the podcast where we support you in living your best life ever, even while raising happy, healthy kids. Tired of feeling stuck in a rut with nowhere to turn for resources and advice? We can help. Achieve your best life ever by listening to our podcast show. Introducing the woman who believes it's possible to be totally fulfilled in all circumstances of life, the host of the Dr. Gwen Show, the Dr. Gwen.
Welcome, everyone, to the Dr. Gwen Show. Today, this episode of the Dr. Gwen Show is an interview conducted by Kathy Rasmussen. I had the wonderful pleasure of joining Kathy on Blab to do this interview. This interview is about finding your passions. I completely enjoyed being on that platform. It was my first time, and I hope that you enjoy this interview as you listen.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Idea Revolution with Kathy Rasmussen. My guest today is Dr. Gwen, and she is going to talk to us a little bit about passion and how to turn your passion into a profitable business. Again, my name is Kathy Rasmussen, and I'm an idea development coach. I work with creative business owners to help them develop and implement their ideas so that they can create strong and profitable businesses. And you can visit my website at kathyrasmussen.com or follow me on Instagram at kathyrassi, same as my handle here on Blab. Dr. Gwen, why don't you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about you? And
great. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me on your show, Kathy. This Blab platform is pretty cool, I think. And I am an international trainer, a coach, an author, and I like to consider myself a teacher as well and a speaker. And one of my greatest passions is really to make a huge difference in people's lives. I want people to be much better after they've met me than before they met me. And that has always been something that sat with me from as long as I knew myself. Now, right now, though, my main gig is working with women. I empower women who are in the workforce or who are just about ready to launch their business to get their passion involved. And now a lot of people are not connected with their passions, and that's why we have 70 to 80% of people hating their jobs. So my main thing is to work with these women to help them to identify their passions and then to transform those passions into a business that they can begin to earn from.
That's great. I completely relate to that, the statement that you made about most people don't love their jobs because it's not what they're passionate about. And in fact, right. I was an event planner for 12 years, and I thought that was my dream job. I thought that was my big passion. And I realized one day that I just had lost the passion for it and I was miserable. So I changed my whole career based on that little statement that you made. I thought that was really true. A lot of people can relate with that.
And you know, it's really out there. So they actually mm-hmm. did do research on that and found that 70 to 80% of people, that's a lot of people, who are getting up every Monday morning, going to work and absolutely hating what they do. And mm-hmm. I want to make a little dent right there.
Yeah. So when did you realize that this is what you wanted to do? What's your story of how you got into it?
That is an awesome question. I tell you what, I cannot say that I hated my job. That's the first thing I want to get out there. I started my career as a classroom teacher. So I taught school for a number of years, and then mm-hmm. I rose through the administrative ranks. So I became a school administrator. Then I went off and did a terminal degree, my doctorate degree, and became an executive administrator in the school district. So I really did like that. I liked it a lot. And then my career transitioned from that to being a college professor. Now, during those phases of time, I really enjoyed what I did, but there came a time when I stopped and I thought, what is my impact? Am I making a huge difference for people to make a difference in their lives? And the thing that got me to start thinking that was, I remembered one day I was at a meeting with a lot of the other college administrators, and a comment was made that we won't have jobs for your students when they graduate. And I thought, that was like a dagger in my heart. Why am I here then? If I'm going to pour my all into everything and they still won't be able to utilize what I do, I want to find more value in what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I thought, you know, I want to make a difference where it matters most for people. And I had gotten a hold of a book a few years before, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, because prior to that, my whole idea, I never thought I could start a business, first of all. I didn't think that was for me. It was for someone else. I'm going to follow the advice to go to school and get a good education and get a good job and settle there. But as it turned out, that book began to open my eyes and I saw a lot of things. The interesting thing, Kathy, was when I jumped, it wasn't in an area that I felt that I needed to be. It wasn't an area that I felt like, okay, I could make some earning here. It's lucrative. And then once I'm satisfied there, I could go and take care of whatever else that I feel like I needed to be doing. So I jumped off into real estate investing.
Oh, okay.
Very well. I couldn't say I hated that either. Mm-hmm. However, though, what I found was when people would ask me what I did, there was almost a little bit of slight embarrassment about it. And there is nothing to be embarrassed about for a real estate investor, nothing at all. Mm-hmm. However, the reason why I discovered that I was feeling that way was because a part of me was still missing and unexpressed. And I felt that that's where that feeling was coming from. In any event, I just continued to ignore that feeling and just keep doing it. And deep inside, this nagging feeling like, this is not what you are supposed to be doing. I had an idea, but I was still reasoning it away.
Yeah.
And then the whole thing crashed.
Oh, yeah. But with the economy?
Well, I wouldn't say partly, yes. Because a lot of the homes that we were into renovating homes, and the value of the homes within the few short months had gone down from when we had estimated when we had bought it. Then one of my buyers didn't fulfill on the contract. So after the house was tied up for months, then it fell through again and the value went down. So, you know, anyway, I chalked that up to what needed to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then I turned to my discovering what my passions were. And I found the passion test as well, which helped me to reinforce exactly what I was about.
Oh,
okay. So now I know this is where I need to be. I'm completely energized. I love making a difference in people's lives. I love seeing people transition from being dependent to being interdependent, which is really what my whole thing is, causing people to be interdependent in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really wonderful.
So you mentioned the passion test. Can you tell us more about what that is and tell people how they can find out what their passions are?
Sure. So the passion test is a test that I administer to help people discover their top five passions. And in a nutshell, what it does is people bring to the passion test a list, and we test that list. We test that list with three different questions, and by the end of it, it's pretty accurate because a lot of people have done the passion test, like Jack Canfield and all of those people that we know. written by Chris and Janet Atwood. And people do that test, and we arrive at what their top five passions are. And from that, we create what's called their markers. And the markers are the fulfillment, like what is going to manifest when you have met this passion. So we discover the markers for those. And from those markers and those passions, we align that with what are your skills, what are your gifts, what do people say you love to do. All of those things we align that with. We look for what need actually exists out there in the world that somebody else is not fulfilling, probably something unique that you can bring to the equation. And then that's how we formulate, of course, with other processes for women to find something that they are passionate about doing as business. And my system is called the Passions to Earnings Success Formula. So that's the system that I use. Now, for people who want to know more about the passions test, there is a form that I've set up that they can go and enter their information. When they do that, they get a free ebook that displays a number of the great legends and how they are living their passion and what they're doing to be successful. And also they will get follow-up information on how they themselves can take the passion test. And that URL is passionstoearnings.com.
I'm going to type passionstoearnings.com. Let's see, passionstoearnings.com.
And it's a simple landing page where, you know, once they enter the information, they get the details. They get the book and follow-up details.
Great. So when they go there, they'll be able to get a free ebook and find out how they can take the passion test.
Right. So once they enter their email address, then there is a follow-up system that will send them information on how they can actually take that passion test.
Oh, great. Well, that sounds good. So what kind of... Does it divide into different categories, like different passions? What are some of those?
Great that you asked that. Excellent question. Now, usually when people are doing the passion test for the first time, what I do recommend is that they take general areas of their life. So, you know, we all have different passions. Mm-hmm. And they can start off with generalities in different areas of their lives. And we can come up from that list with the top five. Mm-hmm. Or if they have a career conflict, we can do a passion test around their career. If they have a relationship issue, we can do a passion test around relationships. The passion test can really be tailored to whatever area in life that one wants it to be tailored into. However, the best recommendation to start is to have a general feel. What are the general areas in my life that I'm passionate about? Because I find that when people are passionate about the things that they're doing in their lives, it makes a huge difference in other areas that they never thought it would. You know, in terms of the way their outlook on life, they feel happier, they feel more fulfilled, problems don't seem so overwhelming for them because they are more content with their life and what they're able to achieve.
Right. So tell me about when you decided to change your to this new career of helping people find their passion, what are some of the good things that have come out of it, and then what are some of the not so good things, some bad things that have come out of it? Or
well, I don't know. I wouldn't say bad, because here's one thing that I really learned, that in life, everything happens to get you on your path. Mm-hmm. Everything. Whether it's pleasant in the moment or whether it's unpleasant in the moment, everything happens. The good thing is that I am helping people discover their passion and their they're expressing deep excitement. I mean, I get text messages from people saying, you know, I can't believe it. I feel so much better. This has given me so much clarity. Because the beauty about it is when you're not clear in your life, absolutely nothing is going to happen. You can spin your wheels. You can get up and say, okay, I'm going to do this. But in your mind, there's conflict. And nothing can get accomplished when your body is going one way and your mind is going the other way. The best thing to do is to have complete unity in terms of body and mind and going in that direction. I don't know if I can think of a bad thing.
What about challenges or an opportunity that has been that's arisen?
I think a lot of people are not quite aware of how this can benefit their lives. Mm-hmm. I think there are a lot of people who are not willing sometimes to explore other areas outside of what they're already familiar with. Mm-hmm. And coming up with a passion idea could be quite intimidating for some people. Number one, I know that I've encountered this with some of my clients. They were scared to do the passion test. Mm-hmm. And when you probe to find out why, they were just afraid of what they would need to do now, which would be different from what they're used to doing.
Right.
So just that difference of doing something that's completely outside of their comfort zone, and that is the scary part. So if I have to say that's the challenge, that is the challenge that I see in getting people over that hurdle so that they can make that first step.
Okay. And so speaking to a person or a woman who's looking to find her passion, what are your three top pieces of advice for her?
The first thing I would say is stop asking other people.
Okay.
You know, it is, I am quite passionate about this. I see this all the time. You can always ask for people's opinions on things. But the other day I was on Facebook and I saw a post, and the post said, oh, I'm at a juncture. I want to do something in my life. I don't know whether I should go back to law school, whether I should get an RN degree, or whether I should become a teacher. And I thought, well, those are three completely different things.
Yeah.
You know? And I thought to my, I responded to the everybody was saying, well, be an RN, be a lawyer, be this and be that. And my simple response to that was this: tap inside. Go inside. You have an internal compass in there that's already directing you.
Mm-hmm.
When you start reaching out to get other people's voices in the mix, you're creating confusion for yourself. Tap inside first. You first must know what clicks for you. What is your heart singing for? What is that thing that your spirit aligns with? You have to know that first for yourself before you even start to reach out. You can ask people, what do you think I'm good at?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and listen without judgment. You can ask them that, but to ask them for their advice on what career path you need to take, that's a sure formula for disaster. Whatever the answer you get is not aligning with who you are. So that's the first thing. Tap inside. The second thing is step out of your comfort zone. Look to see what are available options. The statistics that are in, 80% of people hate their jobs. That means that if 10 people are in a room, only 2 of them will love what they're doing. Which means that for every 10 people I meet, 8 of them hate their jobs. But why are they stuck there? Because they're afraid. Step out of your comfort zone and find the thing. Start searching and find the thing that you are feeling you're passionate about. And the third and final thing is get out of your comfort zone and step into what finding the answer is not the only thing. We have so many answers and it's not bringing us any results in our lives. Sitting down and having the answers to questions is not going to bring you the results that you want. Step into action. You've got to act on what you know if you want something different. You know, Kathy, it is March now, right? Mm-hmm. Mid-March. And a few months ago, a lot of people made their New Year's resolutions. Where are you right now with those resolutions? Have you fallen back?
My guess is a lot of people are not doing their resolutions anymore.
Yeah, completely. Or are you on track? And if you're not on track, why not? Mm-hmm. It's probably because you haven't taken the actions you need to take. So those are the three advice that I would give.
Those are perfect. I am a huge fan and advocate of taking action. What I do is talk to people about their ideas. And ideas by themselves they're nothing. They're just ideas. They don't turn into anything until you actually start taking action and creating a plan to implement them. So I absolutely wholeheartedly agree with that. The only way we can make changes and change the world is through ideas, is to start acting on them.
Exactly. And that really is the difference between those who are successful and those who are not. Because, you know, Kathy, the fear comes to all of us. Mm-hmm. None of us are immune. Anytime I'm about to step into a zone I've never stepped into before, I get really nervous about it. Mm-hmm. But then I've got to take control of my mind and switch that nervousness around and make it mean something different so I'm empowered to step into action. Right. I can't sit there and watch the fear rule my life. I can't do that.
Do you have some tips on how people can take the fear and change it into something that is a motivating factor? What are your tips?
I do. Those fears, first of all, they're very crippling. And I'll give you a story that can help. An example of this. Probably two stories, but one. In 2013, I remember going to Joshua Tree in California. It's a beautiful place. We went there in January. It was pretty cold. And this particular activity that I was involved with was a challenging one, I thought. They had sent us a list of items we needed to bring. And it was kind of bare-bone items, like don't bring makeup. And I thought, oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. What are they going to do to us? You know, it was kind of like camping, and I love my luxury. So anyway, I decided I was going to go along, and I packed what I needed to pack, and I went off to Joshua Tree. And when we got to the event, before I even got there, my brain started to take over and throw me into a thrust of fear. It's like, I'm afraid of height. I'm afraid of compact environment, and I don't deal with water when it's deep. So my brain started going off, my gosh, I bet they're going to put me in a constricted tunnel to go through to face my fears. Mm-hmm. Or they're probably going to submerge me in deep waters, and my mind would not let up. But anyway, I took the trip and I went. Mm-hmm. So when we went there, make a long story short, we had a ton of activities. Thank goodness none of them were water, but I probably would have done it anyway because I wasn't going to travel that distance and disappoint myself. But a number of them had to do with height. It was very grueling and very rewarding. I can say that after the fact. Before that, here is this thing it's about 50 feet off the ground, and they have a pole that you're supposed to climb up. And the little stops that you can grip are far apart. So you've got to stretch yourself to get to it. And so I didn't want to be first, and I didn't want to be last. So I stuck myself somewhere in the middle, and I'm watching everybody go through the experience, and they're going through it. Now, when they get up to the top, there's a tiny little ledge. You're supposed to turn to face the direction. I had no idea how challenging it was to turn until I got up there. But I saw them turn effortlessly, and then the next task was to jump and touch the rope above, and then you would be plunged down 50 feet. There's a rope that's holding you.
Okay.
And I sat there and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, what if that rope pops? What if all of these thoughts started coming in my head?
Mm-hmm.
So then it was my turn. And I said, okay, Gwen, you're going to do this. So I started my climb. I got up to the top, and then I realized, oh my word, this is a narrow ledge. How did they turn so easily?
Mm-hmm.
So I gripped the pole behind me and just turned myself, just really in consternation, didn't want to slip.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, I turned, and then the next task was to jump and touch the rope, and I thought, there is no, it's good enough for me to be up here. I am not going to jump and touch that rope. So I didn't. But now it was time to jump 50 feet. And I thought, oh, the thought started coming in. What if the rope pops? And I thought, you know what, Gwen, just jump. And I just jumped. And the biggest relief came over me. You know what I learned in that moment?
Mm-hmm.
That fear, and there were a lot of times I let fear stop me.
Mm-hmm.
In the past, and that fear is something that is not even real. Most of the times, it is not something that's going to happen. It's just what we're thinking is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And the more we feed it, the more paralyzing it becomes. And what I learned, the first tip would be, when you're confronted with fear, take one step at a time. Don't look at the whole big scope of it. That whole big scope is going to scare you. It will.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just say, okay, what's the next thing I have to do, and take that next step, and then take that next step, then it reduces the fear. I mean, it's like it's gone because you're just looking in the moment. Now, one of the things is when I was up there, to look down was terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, you know what? I'm not going to look down because I know I'm just going to look straight across. And that's what I did. I looked straight across. And so when you're confronted with fear, take one step at a time and understand that fear is something that is really not real. It is your own mind messing with you.
Mm-hmm. That's great. That's perfect. I'm going to share that out on Twitter. We're going to share our last 30 seconds. That's so awesome. So tell us, Dr. Gwen, what things, or well, tell us first of all how people can get a hold of you, what your website is and what your social media handles are, and you can even type those into the chat so people can see, and then tell us about what exciting things are coming up for you.
Well, there are a lot of exciting things that are coming up. First, I have a book that will be coming out, and the book is entitled Power, Why You Don't Have It, How to Get It.
Oh, wow.
And that is mostly a story of my life.
Wonderful.
I have lots of beautiful nuggets that people would be like, you went through all of that. Lots of those stories that are coming out. And also, I just launched a course, actually. It's a podcast course for people who want to get into podcasting, which is a new way. And for that, if people are interested, they can go to frompassionstoearnings.com.
Okay.
One is different than the other one. The one for the passion test is Passions to Earnings. This one for podcast training is frompassionstoearnings.com. And
okay.
They can get a copy of that course there. It comes with a lot of extra bonuses. And also, I am launching something that I don't want to share the details of right now, but it will be really exciting. So when people go over to that Passions to Earnings website and enter their email address, they will be kept abreast of whatever that is that's coming, and I promise you it is really exciting and people don't want to miss that. My website is, the main website is www.thedrgwen.com, and I guess I could type that.
Yeah, type that into the chat.
Okay, this web platform is pretty cool.
There we go.
Yeah, pretty new. Excuse me. And I guess I'll just put the Twitter one. They can find me the other places if they go to one. I think that's that. Looks like it. Okay, great.
Excellent. And then you can also, again, you can visit me, Kathy Rasmussen, at my website. It's kathyrasmussen.com, and you can sign up for my mailing list. Right now, if you sign up for my mailing list, you get a free download of an idea map, which is a great way to start planning out and mapping your brilliant idea and take the first step into implementing it. So, and that's at kathyrasmussen.com. Is right there. Any last words that you'd like to leave us with, Dr. Gwen?
I certainly would. I would want to say just discover what you are here for. Every last one of us, we each have been put here for a purpose. When you are living into that purpose, you're living your most highest fulfilled life. It doesn't necessarily mean that everybody has to start a business. It doesn't mean they have to run away from their careers, but what they must do is find what they're passionate about and find a way of infusing that into their lives so they can make a difference with the quality of their lives.
Thank you. That was perfect. Well, you can join us next week on Idea Revolution with Kathy Rasmussen. Again, next week on Wednesday at 3:30 Eastern Time. My guest is going to be talking about how to find happiness in your life, and we'll see you guys next week.
Thanks for having me, Kathy.
You're welcome.
I hope that you enjoyed this interview, and thank you for joining us. Please visit our website at www.thedrgwen.com, that is thedrgwen.com. Like us on Facebook, The Dr. Gwen Show, and follow us on Twitter and Instagram, The Dr. Gwen. See you next time.